2. Flashback 10 years to 2020. Exterior house, Windsor, UK. Gated house at the start of the pandemic. Head of MI5 security, 60s, checks the progress to detain the suspect. Head MI5. I don't care if he's infected. Go to the house and arrest him. Is that understood? Police superintendent. We will need a contamination unit with white suits and helmets to make it look real. Do whatever you need. It's just the commando you want, and taken down to the Royal Marine Base in Dorset. Yes, just him. We are monitoring the others in the house as we speak. Understood. Some might think this is way too dangerous. Exterior house, Windsor. The superintendent, 50s, climbs into the car and watches as his team drives up towards the house. The arrest is made, and subject taken by car to a naval base on the south coast. Interior military base, England. Justin, 30s, Lance Corporal, Royal Marines, in civilian clothes, is escorted to a single bare room by the Marine Sergeant, 40s, at the base. Sergeant. Right, Lance Corporal, you'd better get a good night's rest in here, because we'll start the interrogation tomorrow. Justin. Tell me, what have I done to deserve this? Interior Military Base, England. A basement room, table, and two chairs. Waiting is Giles, 25, the interrogator. On the floor is a green backpack. Giles. Hello, my name is Giles. We want to hear your side of the mission to that island. Write your report on this official service paper. Justin nods in agreement and reaches for a glass of water. Take your time, but make sure you list all the people you met on this mission and the dates. Justin smiles and, taking a pen, takes the paper and signs in the places indicated by a red sticker. Thank you. I will leave you to complete the report, and please hand it to the sergeant in the sealed envelope. Justin picks up the pen, starts writing, keeping the details as brief as possible. Here's the signed form. Might I be provided with some breakfast and coffee? Coming right up. Would a tray of coffee and some English cake be all right? Interior, military base. Sergeant leaves and Giles returns to the room. Hello now, that was quick. Now about this affair on the island, let's get down to the details, shall we? Interior, military base. Giles produces a small tape recorder and signaling turns it on. This recording is made by Lance Corporal JB at RM Station, July 2020. Mission report needs names and rank of other service personnel involved. Justin. I only know the name of the U.S. Army sergeant called Sam, may have been a Navy SEAL, have no idea about the second American. You need to check with the U.S. Army or their intelligence services. Don't worry about the RN officer, Lieutenant Elizabeth Kay. We can use that title for this interview. What happened next? We rented a scuba diving boat to sail over to the island. There were no public ferry services and the airport was closed, so that appeared the safest way for such a covert operation. And you picked up Elizabeth Kay at the V.C. Byrd International Airport on Antigua. On the runway, wasn't it, on 20th of February 2020, didn't you? Yes, that was done to save time and avoid any difficult questions at immigration concerning the reason for her visit. But the islanders must have known there were communication difficulties with the island, with no telephones or ferries. Really, I don't know. I just took her straight to the docks and we sailed immediately. I see. And how did this small team of just four persons cooperate on such a small boat? We were all professionals with military training, so we got on with the job. Really? I find that hard to believe. What happened later? It was only later when we found the cylinder underwater that we realized we were out of our depth about what had occurred. Why did you mark the risks and concerns on the briefing format classified? Because you don't trust UK security? You weren't there on the beach with the force field. There were dead fish and birds everywhere. It was just so quiet and scary. When you say we, did you discuss this with Elizabeth Kay or any others of the team? Yes, of course. I discussed this with the RN officer, and there was another man we met. He did some weird things with the underwater cylinder that saved a lot of lives. Was this man called James? Yes, he was apparently known to Elizabeth from her distant past. Thank you, Justin. You have confirmed a lot more than you wrote in the mission brief. Now, did Elizabeth or James introduce you to any other people on the island? Yes, she took me up to a house on the old bluff that was owned by a local British expat called Janet Romford, where we stayed the night. And did you sleep together? Because Elizabeth is quite an attractive woman, isn't she? No, we didn't sleep together because we had an argument about how the virus came to our planet and a few other things. I see. And what happened before you left the house? In the morning, the U.S. Army visited the house and wanted to see our ID. Elizabeth had a passport of James Romford, who owned the house, much to my relief. And what did you do, Justin? Well, I went downstairs and found the British passport of James Pollock and handed it over as mine. Really, so you both faked your identity to Army officials and they didn't notice? No, they said they only wanted passport numbers, that's all. Have you been in contact with Elizabeth since you came back to the UK? Do you know where she is right now? No, I haven't, and don't want to see her again. And have you been in contact with any of the U.S. personnel since you came back to the UK? Yes, we called Sam from the house in Windsor. He told us that the mission had been sanctioned by his government. Really? Do you know what he meant by that? Not certain. It sounded like the island had been approved by all members of the Five Eyes. Thank you, Justin. You have been most helpful with our inquiries. However, you realize your report in this recording will have to be reviewed by your commanding officer for a decision. Interior military base. Justin sits in the room waiting and drinking more cups of coffee. When the door opens, a young captain, 30s, enters in uniform. Justin stands and salutes. Captain. Justin, great to meet with you. At ease, Commando. Sit down and listen. We think you behaved in an exemplary fashion, serving Queen and country. Is there anything you would like to say? Well, sir, I really need to go to the toilet. Sergeant, escort this man to the loo right away. Yes, sir. This way, Lance Corporal. Interior military base. Captain picks up the backpack on the floor and empties contents on the table, an assortment of men's beach clothing and a pair of women's underwear. Captain, Justin, I see you had some female company on the beach and were able to relax. Laughing, he beams his appreciation and stuffs the contents back in the bag. Now sit down and listen, my man. In recognition of your services, I want you to take a few weeks' leave on full pay and keep in touch on your mobile phone. Justin. Yes, sir, I understand that. There will be a formal inquiry into this that, in the circumstances, we would not want you to appear. Captain calls the sergeant to enter the room. Sergeant, take this man with his personal belongings to any destination on the coast he wants. We wish him well for the future. Interior military base. Justin stands up, salutes, and shakes hands. Exterior guard room, England. Justin leaves the room with his backpack and finds a taxi waiting for him outside. Taxi driver. Where to, Gov? Anywhere special? Justin. I think I want to go to Sidmouth on the Devon coast for a break. Hiding what cannot be disclosed? We will find out in the next podcast.